اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك، وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة، وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة، وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك، فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي، وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي، وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها، وهموم قد كشفتها، وعثرة قد أقلتها، ورحمة قد نشرتها، وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك، ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها، على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه، ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه، ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير، مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي يا ربي إنك تدعوني فولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق مجري باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. الحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الحاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأظهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك. استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله. مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له. أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المم به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا، يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللناها، وعافية منك تلبسناها، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وطبيبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us on these last nights of the month of Ramadan. Tomorrow will actually be the last night of the month of Ramadan, as the night after that will be the night of Eid. Wednesday night will be the night of Eid, the first night of Shawwal. Since, according to the data that we have regarding the birth of the new moon, it will be impossible for it to be sighted anywhere around us on the night of the 29th of Ramadan, which would be tomorrow night. And so it is clear that Eid will be on Thursday. Wednesday night will be the night of Eid, And so tomorrow night is the last night of the month of Ramadan, and Wednesday will be the last day of the month of Ramadan. Of course, our programs will, the last program will be Wednesday night. But in terms of it falling in the month of Ramadan or outside of it, it actually falls outside the month of Ramadan. So we ask Allah, these are these last nights, these are our last chances to beg, plead, ask for mercy and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. One of the teachings that we have in the Holy Quran that we always need to be reminded of, we always need reminders of, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provides the means. He is the one that provides sustenance. Sustenance, rizq, is not only finances. Sometimes you may have all the funds in the world, but that is not going to cure the illness. You may have all the funds in the world, but you don't have the know-how. The Saudis are sitting on oil. This Mal'oon royal family in Saudi, they have plenty of money. They don't have brains, and they don't have the ability to tell what's good for them, what's good for their people. They trusted the kuffar, and the kuffar are milking them like cows and kicking them while they're milking them. They take all the money they want. They promise them warfare. They promise them defense. And you see what that is translated to. They keep paying and they're in debt now. This once upon a time very wealthy country that didn't know what debt means. They're in debt. They're selling their oil companies. You can be sitting and floating on oil. When you don't have the know-how, the technology, then you can't do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides all of that. He is the one that makes it happen. He's the one that provides it at the time that he wants, the amount that he wants, the way he wants, and he will take it at the time he wants, the way he wants, and the amount he wants. Let me mention an example. We mentioned the brother from Afghanistan last night that had joined the war against Saddam when Saddam had been unleashed by the West to fight the Islamic Republic. That brother that had come from Afghanistan to join and to fight, and he was martyred in the early days of the war. This is before the invasion of the USSR into Afghanistan. He came just because he saw that as jihad fi sabilillah. He was one of the early martyrs. In that operation that we said there was only 35 people, I mean, these were all examples of that sustenance. Sustenance is given by Allah. Part of that sustenance is victory over your foes, over your adversaries. The time he wants, the way he wants, they may outnumber you 1,000 to 1. I don't know what the figures on the other side were. 35 on this side, there's a whole fleet of I don't know how many tanks, weapons, people, foot soldiers. And one of the brothers that was in that operation to hold back and to defend Islam, if the city of Ahvaz, the capital of the province of Khuzestan, would have fallen, that would have been a big blow. It was the big. It would have been the biggest city, the greatest city that Saddam had would have conquered from the Islamic Republic, and that would have been a big blow to the believers in many ways. Well, these believers went out there. One of the believers that went out, he had an RPG. They call them. They are missile launchers, very small ones that are anti-tank. They use them against tanks. So the person has to stand and aim and shoot the rocket. And if it hits the right spot on the tank, then the tank is out. So it's basically flesh and just that launcher in their hands and the aim and how that will work. They waited until the tanks and the fleet was close enough. This was sort of an ambush. They wanted to make a big impression, which Allah made it happen. That was God's guidance to one of the believers for another time. It's amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides this guidance, sustenance, where He wants, when He wants, the way He wants. One of these believers that had one of these RPGs went over to shoot a tank, and they're very close. The distance is very, very small now. He's standing in front of the tank with, I don't know, maybe 100 meters, 200 meters, 300 meters, less than a kilometer away, much less than a mile. A mile is 1.6 kilometers, less than a kilometer away from the tank. And the tanks are coming, and he's trying to shoot the tank. And he's got everything ready. Everything is in his hands. He's standing there. He's done his shahadatain. He's ready for shahada as well. I'm here for my taklif. He holds the RPG. He pulls the trigger. Doesn't shoot. He's confused. What happened? Again, a second time. A third time, he brought the RPG down and he said, "Ya Allah, we came here for you. We didn't come here for any other reason. We're here to fight your enemies. This is not working. I don't know. You help." He put it back on his shoulder. He started reciting the verse, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. While he's reciting this verse, "You're not the one who shoots, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is." He pulled the trigger, and that's when the rocket was launched and the tank was out, and that victory was made. The sustenance that this believer received at that point, Allah made the trigger not work. He doesn't want it to work. Why? Because He wants the enemies of Islam to win? No, He's going to get rid of that tank. But this believer who's come here for Allah, Allah wants to give him tawheed. He wants to realize this finger isn't the one that's going to do it. This rocket launcher isn't the one that's going to do it. The trigger isn't what's going to do it. My aiming isn't what's going to do it. I have to realize Allah is the one that does it. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. That's when the trigger works. God wanted. He had planned the sustenance for this believer to receive not basic material sustenance, a spiritual sustenance that is beyond imagination. Beyond imagination. We need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provides in our path to Allah, in our jihad fi sabilillah, in our running centers, in our establishing centers, if our intention is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only that, and we understand it to be jihad fi sabilillah, working towards the cause of Allah, working under the Imam of our time, creating a base for the Imam of our time, if we come with that intention, we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely provide, because He has said, "In tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum." But sometimes He deliberately does not give you when you feel the need doesn't make things work when you press the buttons. When you make the calls, if that's your intention, he deliberately makes it not work. And not work. And not work. And you keep trying and keep trying and come to that point, break down, fall to your knees, fall to sujood and say, Ya Allah, we're here just for you. You make it work. I can't make it work. And find these words, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. For the believers who've come on this path and are engaging in this jihad fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should know, first of all, it's guaranteed. God's going to make it work. So many times in the process of this revolution, which is a clear example, an ayah that God has shown us, they came to Imam Khomeini, with what means? He said, Allah. Where are your soldiers? Allah had told him, they're in the cradles. Their mothers are raising them right now. When they were 15, there were 15-year-olds that went to the war. And those babies in the cradles of their mothers. Oh, God is the one. It's guaranteed. How are we going to fight? What warfare do we have? We're sanctioned. We've been relying on foreign countries to even fix up our warfare, maintain our warfare, our jets, our tanks, whatever we have. We don't even have the technical know-how to fix any of this. And all of it is such that after a while it needs maintenance, it needs changing parts, it needs fixing parts, it needs... We don't have the know-how. How are we going to do this? Allah, keep going. And God showed. It was impossible. Anyone that knows even a little bit, most of us don't know, forget half, we don't even know a quarter, we don't know, even know 1% of what happened in the process of the revolution. Those who've studied, maybe I've learned maybe 1% through reading, and I didn't experience it. Those who experienced it didn't know everything. Even the leader says, I was there in the war. I was present. But then I read these books of these mujahideen that were in the battlefields, and I see, oh my God, we didn't know this thing happened here, that thing happened there. You know, a little bit, you know, it was absolutely impossible based on the way we think of things, that we're doing things, that anything would ever happen. But Allah showed, if you stand for Allah, you rise for Allah, you take steps for Allah, nothing but that, and therefore you rely on Allah alone, He will definitely support you. In tansur Allah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. In the 2006 war, these are examples, it was impossible. The superpowers had already made plans. Condoleezza Rice mentioned it. She spilled the beans. That was a plan. They were going to destroy resistance in Lebanon. It was politically planned, militarily planned, intelligence-wise planned. Everything was planned. There was only one thing they didn't understand, and that is God is the one in charge. The believers in Lebanon came for Allah, for nothing but that. Stood only for Allah and relied only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of it worked. Allah made them, granted them, that's their sustenance. That's their sustenance. He gave it to them after difficult times, shaking them up. Sayyid Hassan says, how are we going to do this? When Ayatollah Khamenei sent Hajj Qasim to tell them, you will win in this war, And you will become a regional power. Said Hassan has mentioned this in the interview. Go and find it and listen to it again if you haven't already. He said, we told Ashkhas, he said, if we survive through this, we'll be happy. Become a regional power? They were thinking that, are we even going to survive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only made them survive and gave them that sustenance, and not only did He give them the sustenance of that victory over their foes, adversaries, the Israeli and the American, and all the Western powers that all backed up the Zionists and destroying Hezbollah there. God didn't just give them that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them something above that. The leaders of the Muqawama and the believers on the front lines were given Tawheed. The level of Iman they developed when they saw there is no way they can win. They went into Sajda and pleaded to Allah, this is yours, we can't do this. You help us. When Sayyid Hassan said, Ayatollah Khamenei said, do Dua Jawshan al-Saghir, read Dua Jawshan al-Saghir. What it teaches you is Tawheed and Tawheed and Tawheed. Under those harsh conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them Tawheed. We need to know, you look at these examples. If we're here where we are and we're doing things not to have some center, to have a name, people come together, respect this, that, the other. No, we're here as soldiers of the 12th Imam, working towards the goals of Islam that our 12th Imam is leading us all towards. And we're putting everything on the line for it. Whether we're at ease or at hardship, it's all yours, ya sahib al-zaman, ya under the wali of Allah, because God has told us to be under Him and sacrifice everything under His command. If that is our intention, as long as that is our intention, we should know for certain not only that the ordinary sustenance that is survival and food and drink, that sustenance is given to all. God has guaranteed that to all His creation on earth. But He will grant you and inshallah grant us the sustenance of progress, the sustenance of victory in every battlefield, every situation that we're in hardship and we're fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God will grant us victory. But we should also know that God will give us a greater victory, and that is Tawheed, through the hardships that He gives the believers in this process. Deliberately. You wanted to fight for Allah? I want to raise your status. I want you to be elevated to the level and the rank of Tawheed. To realize that nothing, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Realize it, don't just say it. Realize hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Realize it. God is sufficient. I don't need anyone else. I don't care what anyone else says. The only thing that matters is what God said. The only thing that matters. If God says, listen to this person or that person, I listen to them because God said. If God said, don't listen to them, I'm not going to listen to them. In the end, the only thing that matters is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And God, if He sees that from a believer, again, the greatest sustenance, all the other ones are not as great as this, is elevating that believer to a level where he receives Tawheed. That's the greatest sustenance that God gives. That's for the believers that do jihad fi sabilillah. And you should know that the hardships on the path, times when you don't have money, you don't have resources, you don't have a building, you don't have this, you don't have that, and you're looking around, all the munafiqeen and the kuffar have everything and you don't have anything. God is there. And if your intention is Him, not to be like the kuffar or munafiqeen, say, oh, they have it, I want it too. No, you're here for Allah. If He says right now, I don't want you to have it, say, I don't want it. here for you. If you're here for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that. He will give us tawheed. We hope that in this month of Ramadan, whatever remains of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. A lot of times we come with these good intentions in that hardship. Remember we started with this example. A believer is standing with an RPG. Just imagine yourself. First of all, will we be there? I'm afraid I wouldn't even go there. Stand in front of a tank less than a kilometer away, aiming an RPG, and they have bigger guns and people and everything. And this is the only thing you have. I'm not even sure if I'd be there. But if we even go there, if I pull the trigger once, it doesn't work. Second time, it doesn't work. What am I going to do? I'm going to throw this down and say, God, what is this? I'm going to start running off. The same way that when we have these activities, we want to have centers, we want to have programs, we want to have, I don't know, different things. We think of media, publications, this, that, the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make it work. He gives us hardship. Like, God, what is this? Leave. Like, this is us being childish. God is putting us through that to give us something more. Because, I'm sorry, I'm using this for myself. I'm too stupid to realize this reality. I'm not the one who's doing it. And I think I'm here for Allah, and I say it. God says, okay, you're here for me. I want to give you more. And He gives us hardship to give us that greater blessing. And then instead of saying, oh Allah, thank you, and breaking down and say, I can't do it, you need to do it. So God, forget it. I'm leaving. Forget this. I'm not going to do this. This is where we need to repent, Ya Allah. We ask for you to forgive us all the times that you have been giving us blessings. We have seen it as a bad thing. We have seen it as an evil thing. And we have gotten angry. And we have pushed back. And we have said, forget this. And we have left it. InshaAllah, you guys haven't. I'm talking about myself. I know. Plenty of instances. Ya Allah, forgive, forgive, forgive. If you don't forgive, what am I going to do? Where can I go? Where else do I have to go? InshaAllah, bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, assists us, and we're able to make that progress towards Him and everything that we do. We hope, we ask Him to give us that sincere, that genuine, that khalis intention where we have nothing else in mind except for Allah. And we know, while we think that that is the case, Ya Allah, we know, I confess that there's many other things, but I'm trying to make that the only thing. You purify me, and you purify that intention by the right of Muhammad and all Muhammad, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and most of our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve those of us who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Ya Allah, relieve all the people of the world of the pandemic and relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.